All right, 9:41 on this Wednesday morning. It may be the thing that is leading to our downfall. Our hope is with our kids when it comes to distinguishing fake news from real news. And I am so thrilled that National Geographic is taking this on in a new book for kids. And it's called Breaking the News. Joining us right now to talk about this book, about what's real, what's not, and why the difference matters is Editor-in-Chief of National Geographic, Susan Goldberg. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you so much for this book, because I think this might be one of the most important books for kids to read. Tell us why National Geographic decided to take this on.
You know, everybody wants to be a good digital citizen, but we are also overwhelmed with information these days, bombarded 24/7 by stories, and you don't always know where they're coming from. And a lot of those stories turn out not to be true at all. And unfortunately, so many people pass on those stories before they give it a second thought. And this is a book that just says, hey, think before you click, take a deep breath, and here are some really practical ways to tell good information from bad information. And heaven knows we're seeing all this playing out in the election season. So I think this book is really well timed.
Well, and kids have been, I mean, this is something they have grown up with. I mean, we as adults, we've adapted to this sort of social media, but kids have been inundated with it forever. How do you get them to think about their relationship with and responsibility to the media?
I think a lot of kids already do think about that. You know, about half of young people get most of their news and information from social media and the internet. And about a third of them told us that they knew they had passed on stories that turned out not to be true. And nobody wants to be that person, right? We all need to be media literate to understand for ourselves, and then also to help, you know, avoid passing on these bad stories, which can, you know, perpetrate false information and even be harmful. So I think kids are already pretty engaged. They also, as you said, have the tools because they've grown up with this. With just a few keystrokes, you can tell pretty quickly whether or not a story is real.
This is a book that, you know, obviously it's aimed at kids, but I think parents and grandparents would get a lot out of it as well, including the Truth Toolkit in the book. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is my favorite part of the book, and you are so right. I think this is equally valuable for adults. But it really gives you a list of questions to ask yourself so you can be a skeptical and smart consumer of information. Questions like, who else is covering this story? You know, who made it? What is the source of this story? Does it seem too good to be true? Does it seem sensational? And what's missing from this story that should be there? Does this story have named sources? All those kinds of questions, and there's a long list, almost a checklist, that everybody can take a look at. And we do the same thing when it comes to evaluating photos. Is a photo doctored or is a photo real? And even how to tell whether a website is false or legitimate.
These are such important topics for us to all consider, especially for kids who are learning about the world around them. And to help you with this, you enlisted the aid of a lot of journalists, didn't you?
Oh, we had an all-star panel of journalists from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, ABC News. We talked to professors of journalism and we talked to folks from USA Today. So we had the benefit of these great journalists with literally hundreds of years of experience who talk to us about the way news stories are constructed, how people can tell the difference between a breaking news story and an opinion news story or an investigative story and a feature story. We also looked into the history of journalism and what is frankly a long history of hoaxes. People now say fake news, but they used to talk about hoaxes and conspiracy theories and propaganda, which are also other kinds of information that turns out not to be true.
What a great service for, especially as I said, for kids, but all of us to kind of be reminded what journalism is. Because I think that journalists have gotten kind of a black eye in recent years. They do, though, have to follow a code of ethics. I mean, there is training that they undergo. They're not just working in a bubble. I mean, they're highly trained professionals, aren't they?
Absolutely, and I've been a journalist for 40 years and couldn't be prouder of what I do, and it really hurts my heart hurts my soul when we're labeled the enemy of the people, because nothing could be further from the truth, right? We're the eyes and the ears of the people reporting on events and on the activities of public officials, and that's often what keeps them in line. But yes, we operate with a code of ethics. We seek out the truth and report it. We act independently. We're transparent. I mean, real journalists have a strong code of ethics, and that code of ethics is in this book.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Breaking the news, what's real, what's not, and why the difference matters, from National Geographic. Thank you so much for telling us about this, for sharing this book. I think this is really, really important. We appreciate, Susan, your time this morning.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate being here.
Take care. Bye-bye.